Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Michael Feldman. Michael Feldman. Yeah, Michael Feldman.
It's okay. Okay, that's enough of that.
Whatever.
That was good. Anna is from Kansas City, Missouri. She's a student and she procrastinates. Oh, you know everything about her. Is that you? You don't procrastinate, do you? What aren't you doing now? Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I'll go over there. Let's find out what she's not doing at the moment. What are you not doing? What's not going on?
I just put off everything to the last minute.
Yeah, you do? Always?
Usually, yeah.
So what things aren't you doing now that you should be doing?
Actually, I don't have anything I need to be doing right now.
How does that feel? Pretty weird, huh?
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable, maybe?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah. It should be things that you should be doing, but you can't think of a thing.
Right, because I'm on vacation.
You are? From what?
From school.
School is where?
The school's in Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, okay. And where are you going?
University of Missouri, Kansas City.
Whoa! Yeah, what are you majoring in? Or
architecture.
Oh, no kidding. That's tough, isn't it?
I haven't started yet.
About time you start, isn't it? You keep putting it off. You can't.
Yeah.
Buildings aren't going to build themselves.
No, they're not.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, that's really cool, actually. How long a program is that?
It's a five-year program.
5 years? Yep. That's excellent. Your question I don't quite understand. Did you eat one of the donuts in the lobby before the show today? Does that mean something deeper than it sounds?
Nope. I was just looking around the lobby for inspiration, and I saw a box of donuts.
Did you see a man there, a middle-aged or worse man, eating a donut? And wondered if it was me?
No, I was just wondering.
Okay, well, it's nice talking to you. Yes, I did. Did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, there's still some there if you want it.
Oh, good. You didn't eat all of them?
No, just the one.
Right.
And good luck to you and everything.
Thank you. Yeah.
An architect of the future, ladies and gentlemen. Anna. And then there's Jennifer Frank. This is interesting here. Jennifer Frank, her phone number is here. And her question is, what are you going to do with my phone number? Who asked for your phone number? I can see where they might, but I don't understand why. This is a violation of some codes or concepts or precepts.
I thought she asked us to put our phone numbers down, and I was very curious about that, so clearly I misheard.
Can you identify the woman who asked for your phone
number? Yeah, I will
later.
No.
No? Okay.
Someone else.
Apparently she wanted your phone number. I
Right.
Maybe she, I have no idea. Really. I won't even speculate.
Okay.
But we will not use this. I'll give it out here. It's And you're a paralegal?
Yes. And I also know John Seeger.
Oh, you do?
He's a good friend of yours.
Yes.
Yes, we can all get together sometime. He actually teaches Paul. This is Paul.
Oh.
Teaches him guitar.
Yeah, hey, Paul.
Used to teach me as well.
Yeah. Who's Paul?
I am.
You said you were Paul.
No, I am.
That's Eli. Okay. Yeah. How's it going with guitar so far?
Very good. John's a great teacher.
Yeah.
And he has great songs that you've helped him write.
Yeah, there's been a few, but he does most of it.
Dave's songs are better.
Yes.
Your father.
Dave Feldman? Dave Feldman, who penned the famous We're on Our Way to Heligoland to get the Kaiser's goat, in parentheses. Okay. He sang it. He didn't write it, though. Okay. All right. I guess that's all I got. I just wanted to find out what the phone number thing was.
Right.
And we're going to look into it.
Okay. Thank you. Appreciate that.
I'm going to keep it, though, just in case I need to access this conversation. I've got it here. Why does my dad not like strawberries and I love them? Oh, it's Katya. Did she? They leave?
She's in the lobby.
In the lobby, okay.
She's having a donut
there, okay. Oh, she's up there, okay. And then there's Danica who said, why does my dad not like coffee? Is that Danica? How are you? What are you doing up there now? Fooling around? Is your dad down there hunkering down? Is that your dad on the floor? It's nice that you're concerned about your dad's habits. I think that's really sweet. My daughters are sort of too at this point, but it's more like, are you still breathing, Dad? You know. Okay, I guess we'll never know unless you come down here later. We'll find out. How can you not like coffee, sir?
I had a bad coffee sandwich once.
Bad coffee?
Sandwich.
Okay. talk it over with him, girls. Always good to talk to your dad. What do you think about abstract art from the curator of education at the Museum of Art here in town? Chazen. Is it the Chazen or the Chazen? I never know. I was passing, I think. Well, if it's a Jewish museum, it's the Chazen. But if the guy's not Jewish, it's the Chazen. It's the Chazen, then, is it?
Yes, both.
He's Jewish and he's... Well, then it's Chazen. I think you need it when you're showing people around. You got to say, welcome to the Chazen. We have some Chazerai for you. And happy Hanukkah. Excuse me. All right. The Chazen, abstract. Are you abstract, more abstract than representational?
I am, yes. Because then you can make up anything about it, right?
Yes.
But I ask you the question.
Chazen. I would say Chazen.
Do you like abstract art or not, and why?
We're post-abstract, aren't we?
That's correct.
Yes.
But
now we're nothing makes any sense. And I like that. I'm comfortable with that.
But as a cultivated person, you must be able to think back.
I resent that. I am not I was not cultivated. I was raised normally.
But you should be able to think back to Jackson Pollock.
Okay. I'm thinking back to Jackson Pollock. Okay, now what?
And what did you think of it?
I thought I could do that. You know, honestly, my honest reaction was, all right, but no, actually, I really like Jackson Pollock, but I can't convince anybody else in my family. Mm-hmm. My daughter, Nora, is an artist, and she does a lot of painting and stuff. I said, you know, there's composition there. There's all kinds of things going on. I mean, this is not just, you know, dumping paint on a canvas. And she said, it's two. So we can't agree on that. I like it.
Well,
the more abstract, the better.
It sounds as if in your discussions with her, she has really persuaded you of the value of...
Are you in family counseling as well, or just abstract art? That's an abstract art, family counseling.
It is. Well, at the Chazen Museum of Art, we work with all ages, all comers.
Yeah.
So that's...
You know what I don't get?
What?
We're in the postmodern period. First of all, how can there be a post? What's after modern? Postmodern, okay. And then there'll be something that'll be like the really postmodern. What is postmodern as opposed to modern?
Well, it looks back at the ancient world and it mixes it with abstract art. And I think, well, just the word modern art.
Yes.
Has been used all the time, and by the time it's used, it's obsolete.
Is this part of a lecture, or are you actually talking to me, or is this a spiel that you do?
This is your spiel.
No, I get it. So, postmodern.
Well, even the word modern is sort of ridiculous because it's outmoded, isn't it, by the time we even say it? So, post.
I know. Apocalyptic.
Got to end somewhere. John, did you have a comment you wanted to make?
Apocalyptic.
Apocalyptic?
Yes.
That's
John
after
says
modern.
Apocalyptic. Do you make any sense out of that?
No, I don't.
Thank you very much. When you're in town here, the Chazen. The Chazen Art Museum. Beautiful. You got that new wing. Gorgeous. So come there and do it, and you'll love it. How many people do you think are waiting to see you at Monona Terrace? That's a good question. Thank you for asking. Why would Mitt Romney announce Paul Ryan as his running mate as if you were ordering a pizza online on a phone app? I thought that was rather odd, too, actually. How many of you spend your time waiting by your phone app for an announcement of importance? See, no, okay. You know, get 15% off on a pizza? Yes. Your little app tells you it's time, but I don't know. Anyone have the phone app for vice president? Okay, not a lot of. Where can I get a map like yours? You can't, Paul. Got to make them. Our map, this is our rearranged map of the United States. You can't quite see it from this distance, but it's originally we did it because we throw a dart at the map to pick our town of the week, you know, and it always hit Nebraska. Because Nebraska is the bullseye of America, which I think they should promote. It's kind of, you know, good. It's a good motto, as any. But so we had to cut it up, and so that's one of the most recent version of it. So. reason for it. When you bring a show to UW River Falls, Kay, from River Falls? Kay, do you have connections in River Falls? Because we'll come if you've got connections. Are you connected?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll talk to you. You know, it's airtime, but it's not precious airtime. This way, up here. Okay, River Falls, love to come. Who do you know there that could get us there?
We live there.
Okay. So if you lived in Paris, you could get me in Paris, right?
Well, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. No, I am a former librarian at the University of River Falls, and we would love to have you visit.
Did you leave under good conditions?
I did, okay. Yes. Okay. They were very sad to leave me, or to see me go.
They left you. See, that's unusual. When a job leaves you, it's a whole different thing.
Yes, yeah. Correct. No, we'd love to have you come to River Falls. It's a beautiful city, and we're close to the Twin Cities.
No, I'd love to. You know, but you just float the idea and see if they salute.
I will do that.
To mix a metaphor.
I will do that.
Okay, great. I'd love to see you there. Okay.
I hope so.
And we'll have you on as the first guest.
Oh, yes.
All right. Food service, field service technician. Brad Claus, what is field service technician? Brad, where are you? Oh, right in front. Okay. Back to the front of the auditorium. Brad Clausen from Barneveld is a field service technician. Is any particular field?
It's not like agronomy or anything like that, no.
No.
Yeah. I work for a company that they service in the field. Their products, yes.
Do you know what these products are? Or?
They're environmental test chambers.
Environmental test chambers, you put people in them, or?
Well, that would be a homicide.
Okay. So what do they test?
If you were a company that had a product that you needed to test under extreme temperature conditions.
Come to Barneveld, right?
Well, there's none in Barneveld. I have to go all over the upper Midwest and service these things.
All right, but what do you do? I don't quite understand what you do. This talk about abstract. This is more abstract than they are.
They break down or I install them. They have refrigeration systems in them and computer controls.
What are they?
It's a box. It could be a microwave-sized box, or you could drive a semi into it. You put your product inside it, and you make it really cold in there and really hot and try and break your stuff.
But what is inside the box?
Cold air, hot air.
No. But all right. I'm a drone. Thank you very much.
You can test a drone in it.
All right. So I manufacture something.
Yes.
Could be anything.
Anything.
And we bring it to you in Barneveld.
No.
You put it inside a black box that more or less annihilates it, right, through temperature and vibration and radiation and extremes of any sort, which proves that. Proves what?
The life expectancy of your product.
Under extreme conditions that it will never experience, though.
Well, then you know its limits.
So I'm glad you're working. I don't want to take it. Very nice to meet you. Thanks. Thanks for coming, Brad. This family here? Yes?
Sort of family.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'll explain that one either. All right, we're going to play another round of the What Do You Know quiz because you came here to see a quiz, didn't you? Some of you did. Quiz is where it's at. I predict someday this quiz will be everywhere. So I need to see so far it's only you know, so you're ahead in the competition so far. We have one gentleman here who wants to play the quiz. Anybody else? You're sort of a little tentative. You're thinking about it. You're good. And your guitar's coming right along. But, you know, this young man here, because what is the future but this young man right here, right? Young man, thank you so much for our future. Stand up for just a second, if you would. And you are?
I'm Adam from Minnesota.
Adam from Minnesota, okay. And is that what you go by normally? Or?
Yeah, I do. I introduce myself, and I'm like, I'm Adam from Minnesota.
How does it go over in Wisconsin? Not too good, I bet.
Yeah, I get beat up a lot.
And Adam, are you in school yet? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to be a senior next year.
In high school?
Yeah.
Oh, in high school?
Yeah.
All right. Adam, give me one reason you should play this quiz.
Because I'm good at current events, and I'm very passionate about them.
Passionate about current events. We've never heard that one before. Right up here, Adam, from Minnesota. That's really good to be passionate about current events. depending on what they are, I guess. Okay, watch out for the ramp there. They put in a ramp for me. I think that's so sweet. All right, there you go. Have a seat there. I drank a little off your water, but the rest of it is still good. Adam from Minnesota. So are you in a political type, political science?
Yes, I'm in political science. I actually went to Minnesota Boys State earlier this year. So.
You did?
Yep.
How long did you have to serve? 6 months?
It was a camp for a week.
Suspended sentence? Yeah. And so you're like, and what do they do there?
We pretty much make our own mock government, and we run the whole thing.
You mock the government for an entire week?
Pretty much, yeah.
That's interesting. I guess wasn't our governor went to Boys State in Wisconsin, I think. So it can lead to really big things. That's cool. Do you think you want to go into politics?
No.
No.
No, that week just proved that I did not want to go into politics at all.
How so? I mean, what happened there? That just to try to negotiate things and...
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm very confident with my opinion, and I'm mixed with people, and I didn't like how people were against, or who had opposite opinions. I mean, I like discussing, but it got really, really in my head, and it just angered me, kind of.
It did, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then, what angle, will you be an analyst then, a political analyst, or work
no,
in
a... I want to go into writing or something like that.
Oh, you just want to get out of politics all the time?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's it. I don't know.
But I still love history and current events.
Yeah, but I mean, you could go in there and make a difference, you know, change things around a little bit. And,
yeah, you know. Better men than me have tried and failed, and I'm just worried about that.
So. No, but see, people like you are what we need to get into this whole racket, you know, passionate, concerned, mm-hmm. and, you know... You know, you just got to maybe find ways of dealing with all these idiots who have the wrong idea.
Yep.
You know, I mean,
yep.
that's the only thing you got to deal with.
Which, a lot of the time, those idiots are very stubborn and hard to out of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you should stay with it, man. It's a passion here. And then, so what school do you go to?
I go to Rush City, Minnesota High School. We have about 1,000 students in our whole district. So
really, yeah.
Very small town.
Yeah. Rush City?
Rush City.
Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
Rush City. And is that, where is that? Is that near the Twin Cities?
It's about an hour north of the Twin Cities.
Oh, cool. Cool. Big family? Come from a big family? Or?
Yeah, no.
No?
No.
Just to you?
Well, I have two brothers. I have a brother and a sister.
Yeah.
So, five.
Yeah. And what brings you to our neck of the woods?
I'm actually working for my grandparents this summer.
Ah, excellent. What are they making you do?
Budgets, lots of computer work.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah.
You're a handy guy to have in a family.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you have to do that for everybody, I bet, right?
I hope not.
All right, so it's a backup if the politics thing doesn't work out for you, but I think you should stick with it. I really do. I think you're the kind of guy we need in politics. And Adam, you know how this quiz works?
Just going from the one earlier.
Yeah, you can't judge by that, though. Because someone out there calls and plays along with it. Tell them all about it, Mike.
Well, yeah. If people want to play the quiz, all they have to do is pick up the phone and dial 1-800-942-5669. Mm-hmm. That's 1-800-WA-NO or 1-800-WACK-NOW and answer this qualifying question. Do you have the qualifying question ready, Michael?
Why would you even say that? Do I not look like a radio professional to you?
You do, all the time.
Okay. It's more like it. Here's the question I have right here in my hands. The southern flying squirrel of Michigan, the lower peninsula. Is it a peninsula if it's lower? I don't think so. Anyhow, the southern flying squirrel of Michigan has responded to global warming by doing what? Oh, I have three answers here. That's not what we usually do here. Okay, I'll give you three answers so one of the three people who call in should get this, right, if they're paying attention at all. Okay. Let's go back to the beginning. The southern flying squirrel in Michigan has responded to global warming, a change in environment, by doing one of the following. Is it walking instead of flying? Has it headed for the UP? Or is it going back to the south, where it came from, obviously, being a southern flying squirrel? That's the question. If you get the answer in that one, you got it, and you qualify. You'll be on with Adam here on the quiz. I know, he's already on there. And Waterloo, Iowa, we're going to be in your neck of the woods, Andrew.
Oh, really?
A little less excitement, please, would be appropriate, I think. Yeah, we're going to be there on the, what's the date again, Mike?
September, like something,
September
whatever.
September 8th.
September 8th. In the in the falls.
Mm-hmm. Gallagher Blue Dorn?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am going to try to convince my dad to get some tickets.
Oh, yeah. What does it take to convince him?
Saying that they're going to be there. I hope so.
Okay. All right. Work on them, will you?
Okay.
Thank you. This southern flying squirrel, you probably heard about it in Michigan, it changed its behavior due to global warming. Does it now walk instead of fly? Does it head? Is it headed for the UP, Upper Peninsula there, or is it going back south?
Well, if it's going south and it's global warming, that doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
No.
If they're trying to get people to warm.
Good point. I would have caught that myself if I had looked at it more carefully. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay. So what do you think?
I would probably say that they're going to the Upper Peninsula.
Going to the UP. That's it. Right off the bat there. Andrew from Waterloo.
Yeah.
So, Andrew, are you in school now, too?
School starts Thursday.
Yeah. What school is it?
Waterloo Christian.
Waterloo Christian. All right. So it's a high school?
It's K through 12.
K through 12. Yeah. Okay. Oh, good. We got two high school students here and bright ones. Andrew, this is Adam.
Hello, Andrew.
Hello, Adam.
Okay, I think it's possible friendship here. This is cool.
Yeah.
Now, the two of you guys are very smart, very bright, and the hope of the future, so this quiz should be a piece of cake for you. So you collaborate, you work together on this. Is that a bell in the background?
That's a bell, yeah. Yeah. There's a bell on the building.
Is that by you? Oh, that's us.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right. Thought it was in my belfry. Okay, I'm fine. So you collaborate on this quiz together, and Arnold, what you got there?
Okay, the categories are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, science, and odds and ends.
Okay, Andrew, pick you first pick for you. What would you like?
Odds and ends.
Odds and ends. All right. What is Kinesio tape? Or Kinesio
tape.
What? Tape. Kinesio tape.
What
came up recently. Came up recently due to certain activities widely telecast on television.
I have no idea.
Kinesio tape, we'll call it. It sounds better. Possibly from kinesthetic.
I think it might be for a broken arm.
I don't think so. I think it might not be.
They're actually doing sign language.
Yeah, what are your grandparents doing?
I can't see.
They want you to do their taxes for them. That's all I say. Something about deductions.
How do you spell it?
I don't. Thought you had me there, didn't you, Andrew? I'm sorry, I have to call time. It's this athletic tape. You saw the Olympics, all this weird tape that people were wearing on their bodies. It's supposed to actually relieve muscle, tired muscles or something. I think it's like those copper bracelets, but I'm afraid it's...
That's no right and one wrong.
Yeah, don't worry about that.
Oh, well.
And the categories that are left are current events, people, places, things you should have learned in school had you been paying attention, or science.
Okay. Adam?
I think we're going to have to go with things you should have been learning in school.
Okay. True or false? Can't go wrong on this. Mosses, true or false, mosses have an astounding variety of scents to attract every variety of arthropod. True or false?
I thought you said mosses.
Mosses.
Mosses or moths?
Mosses? I didn't say mosses. I said mosses. Mosses. Plural of moss.
Okay, my phone's not working very well.
That's okay. You want to hear it again? Mosses have an astounding variety of scents to attract every variety of arthropod. True or false? Adam?
I want to say true.
I do too.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right. You can say that then.
Okay.
All right. Oh.
True.
And one wrong. Okay. So that would be...
That's one right and one wrong. And okay. The remaining categories are current events, people, places, and science.
Okay, Andrew, what would you like?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I picked one that we really couldn't get before.
Yeah, I know. Don't take it so hard, though.
What were they again?
You got your whole life ahead of you in this quiz racket.
It's current events, people, places, and science.
Current events? Sound good?
That works, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Penthouses, high atop what New York City landmark? This made news recently. New York City landmark, for the first time ever, is going to have, you can get penthouses on top of this skyscraper in New York City. What is it?
Wait. Is the Empire State Building in New York?
Yeah.
No, actually, yep. It's in Cedar Falls. I don't know. Well, everyone makes that mistake, though.
The sky.
Yeah. You can see all of Waterloo from the top of it.
Oh, yeah. You guys should just go up and perform on the top of there.
Yeah, that'd be great. Like the monkey, the big monkey did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Always an ape. That's right. I'm sorry.
So,
yeah, you didn't see this story, probably?
No.
No.
Okay, the future here rests on you guys.
I don't
think, and so far,
CNN
it's.
You tweeted me this story. I apologize.
It's.
That would be two wrong.
Yeah.
And one right.
Oh, boy.
And the remaining categories are people.
It's all right. You'll come back from this.
People,
I know you will.
Places.
I know you will.
And science. Those are the three
I'm feeling
remaining
good
categories.
About it. Yes, thank you very much. Is it back to you, Adam? Yes.
I say we do places.
Places. Okay, this one. Snap. Is Utah more livable than Minnesota? Livability.
Define livability.
Oh, I'm glad you asked. I just happen to have that here. They look at your smoking rates, your clean water, your positive work relationships, learning something or other, and a general getting better attitude towards life. Prevailing in this. So Utah or Minnesota, which is more livable?
This is really sad considering I come from Minnesota.
Yeah. Do you find it livable? Have you livable there?
Yeah, I love it there, but
yeah.
I'm almost tempted to say Utah.
Well, don't be tempted. You could say it.
Andrew, what do you think?
Not wrong to say
that. I do not know. I mean, you said like one of the things was water cleanness.
Yes.
Salt. The Great Salt Lake, that seems that would bring the average down a little bit on that.
Well, but that's different. That's special. That's a salt lake.
Well, it certainly is special.
Yeah. I mean, it's not polluted. It's just a salt lake. That's kind of...
I don't know. I think that it would probably be Utah.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree with that. Let's Utah,
Utah is right. Yes. Oh, good. Oh, you pulled out of your slump there.
They're just one away from winning.
You got to give the score, though.
There's two right,
got
two
it.
Wrong.
Okay. Right.
And we have people and science as the remaining categories.
People and science. Andrew, what do you think?
Well, I don't know a whole lot of people, and I'm horrible at science.
Let's go with people.
People, okay.
People is kind of survey results and stuff. All right. If you spend at least an hour a day commuting, so this is a question for people who spend a lot of time commuting, takes up a lot of their day just commuting to work and back. What's the one area or one thing you don't do any less of, even if you commute more than an hour a day? The one thing you don't do any less, even though you have to commute for such a long period each day, is it TV time, sleep time, or exercise time?
I would probably say TV.
I agree with that. Let's go with
TV. TV time is right. Oh, you guys. Yeah. I'm so excited for the future.
And Adam, we will allow you to nourish your healthy lifestyle with an assortment of Funky Monkey snacks, freeze-dried fruit slices and pieces that are gluten-free, wheat-free, dairy-free, peanut and tree nut-free, and with no added sugars, colors, flavors,
what's
or
there,
preservatives.
Is there anything there?
From Funky Monkey, fruit that crunches. And Andrew, commemorate the thrill and grandeur of 25 years of comedy with the Silver Jubilee Anniversary Quarter, including the august profile of the founding father of small talk radio, as well as the rare and elegant silver felt bingo. And you both get to be make looking for your keys a pursuit of mild decadence. Oh boy. When they're attached to a mini jockey briefs key ring from Jockey Outlet, and past the sultry days of summer playing What Do You Know the Party Game, including the always popular Michael Feldman bobblehead from Out of the Box Publishing, available exclusively at notmuch.com.
Thanks very much.
Congratulations.
Way to go, Andrew. Hang on, you won, man.